Hi, welcome back everyone. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Tiffany's best friend, Laura.
And I missed you. I'm so glad that you're back.
And I love talking about our favorite topic, which is
photos and Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, now Instagram now, a lot of people use it. Mm. They use Instagram to show off photographs. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, what's really great about Instagram, mm-hmm. I think, is they let you use something called filters.
That's right. Mm. 所以其实如果你很喜欢拍照的话呢,想必呢,你们一定很 喜欢在 Instagram 用到滤镜的功能, 对不对? 就是 filter. Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, so we are reading an article called Which Instagram Filter is the Best for You? So far we've looked at one of them. It's called Clarendon. Mm-hmm. It means it's a very simple filter and it makes the pictures brighter and the shadows darker. So we talked about how it kind of contrasts better.
So Clarendon 是比较简单的啦, 就是它基本上就是让照片比较亮一点。可是我最喜欢的就是
like,
Gingham. 一直很想要讲这个字。
I think you like saying the word. That's why you like this one too.
没错。
Well, Gingham makes your photos look kind of vintage. Okay, if you really like that kind of old, kind of classy feeling. Okay, then Gingham is the one for you.
Gingham. 不过今天我们没有在讲Gingham了。
We have two new filters that we're going to look at today. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at them right now.
Which Instagram filters are best for you?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Juno. Are you taking pictures of street life? Then Juno is the filter for you. This filter makes colors richer. It also brings out warm colors. A beautiful city will look even better with this filter. Moon. Do you want to make your portrait look like a piece of art? Try using the moon filter. Your pictures will look classic. With this black and white filter. You can always try different filters before you choose one. This will help you find your favorite ones. After all, the right filters can really make your photos stand out. Street. There are two banks and three coffee shops on this street. There are two banks and three coffee shops on this street. Even. The food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant. The food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant. Always. Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning. Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning. Really.
I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan. I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan.
All right, so the first Instagram filter we're going to take a look at is
Gingham.
Just kidding. No more Gingham. We're going to learn about a new one. It's called Juno.
Ooh, okay. Juno. That's Juno. My new word for today.
Juno. All right, so the article says, are you taking pictures of street life? Then Juno is the filter for you.
Wow, 我今天又学到一个新的。惨了，我现在一整天都要讲这个字，就是 Juno, OK. 你们呢，在这个拍街道上，你们喜欢在这个街道上的这个生活吗？那么呢， Juno 正是你想要的滤镜哦。其实这同样这个名字，我要来补充一下，它也是 Instagram 创办人之一，它有一只叫做 Juno 的一个狗狗。Oh. 所以这个滤镜的名字就诞生咯。这 Juno 真的很可爱耶。
I think that's a really cute name, actually.
好，我现在不喜欢 Gingham, 我喜欢 Juno. 像变形
Juno. All right, later when for review time, you'll know what the answers are. Okay, so let's take a look at our first word, power word. The first word, power word is called street. It's spelled S-T-R-E-E-T, street.Street here is a noun, and it means a road in a town or city, and there's houses or other buildings along it. So we have many different streets and cities. Now, when we talk about in the streets, okay, it means something that you see every day in your everyday life. So it's like random, candid pictures instead of posed pictures where you do it in a studio. So that's what street can mean. Let's take a look at our example sentence. It says,There are two banks and three coffee shops on the street. There are two banks and three coffee shops on the street.
OK, 我们来看一下 street, 就是刚刚提到的街道这样的意思。它是一个名词。像是如果你来到一个非常热闹的街道的话，你就可以称它为 a busy street。还有过马路之前，你一定要看到怎么样？就是马路，就是路的两旁两边。You should look both ways before crossing the street. 过马路很重要，就是很要小心安全哦。那其实呢，我觉得晚上走在这个路上呢，其实有时候呢，尤其是这个治安不好的地方，有时候人可能会感到好可怕，不安全。我就可以这么说啦 ，People don't feel safe.Walking the streets of the city at night. 在晚上的时候可能女生都要小心哦。那我们刚刚看回就是 Tiffany 提到的例句就是说 There are two banks and three coffee shops on the street. 意思就是这条街上有两间银行 banks, 还有三间的咖啡店就是 coffee shops or cafes.
And there's also something that I want to mention when you cross the street is to look up.Don't use your cell phone, right?
低头族的人，他们现在都会这样子，然后过马路。
I think that's so dangerous. Super dangerous.
不要再这样做了。
So don't do that. Keep your head up. If you're going to cross the street, cross it. And if you really need to use a phone, step to the side later and use your phone.
在你家用。
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's continue reading. The article says...This filter makes colors richer. It also brings out warm colors.
I think I'm in love with Juno already. Okay. Juno 这个滤镜呢，让颜色更加怎么样？浓厚，然后丰富啊，也带出温暖的色彩。那其中提到的 rich 这个字呢，一般我们都当作是什么富有的、很有钱的意思。不过这里我们在讲到是颜色比较浓重这样子的意思哦。或者是呢，如果有人他擦了一个很重的香水，我们可以说是这个香水很 rich, rich perfumes。或者是像有一些歌手的声音，他非常的浑厚的话呢，那我们就可以说 a singer with a full rich voice。
Like 阿妹。
对，我觉得阿妹她的声音真的超棒。
She has a very nice voice, an amazing singer. All right, so let's continue reading. The article then says, a beautiful city will look even better with this filter.
So 风景很适合这个配上这个滤镜呢，整座城市就会显得更加的美丽了。
Wow. All right, so we saw another word, power word here. We saw the word even. It's spelled E-V-E-N, even.This even is an adverb, and it's used to emphasize something or to emphasize a comparison. For example, we can say, the food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant. The food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant.
OK, 我们来看一下 even 这个副词，它其实呢是有强调的口气，就是甚至怎么样怎么样。OK, 像是呢我们可以提到 Oh, we were all on time. OK,、mm-hmm. 我们都有准时到哦。Even long way, and it's usually late for everything. 连平常做事怎么样拖拖拉拉的 long way 都没有迟到哦。所以我要强调就是说 even long way 都没有这样子。OK, 或者我可以提到 Oh, it's a very difficult job.就是这是一个非常艰辛的工作。It might even take a year to finish it. Wow. 甚至可能还要花一年的时间才能完成。So I'm emphasizing it. 我在强调语气。Mm-hmm. 所以刚刚看回刚刚的例句哦。The food is cheap here. 这里的食物很便宜。But it's even cheaper in that restaurant.、Mm-hmm. 但在那间餐厅的食物甚至呢更便宜呢。
I'm going there to check it out.
Oh, cool.
All right, the next filter, I like this one. This one's really cute. It's called moon. Okay, moon is, do you want to make your portrait look like a piece of art?
Ooh,
then you can use moon. Okay, what is a portrait? First, a portrait is a painting, drawing, or a photo of a person. Okay, so portraits are usually, only focused on, around the person's head. So anything from like the waist up or shoulders up, that's called a portrait.
OK, 我还是比较喜欢 Juno 了。
OK, like the name of Juno.
不过我们现在要看一下新的滤镜，就是 Moon。诶，这不是月亮的意思吗？ OK, 接着我们来多多的了解这个滤镜。他说你想让你的人像看起来哇像是一件艺术作品吗？这里提到的 portrait, 其实呢就是肖像啦或是人像的一个照片。所以刚刚 Tiffany 老师解释没错，可能差不多半身或是这个头看到这个很明显的人像就是 portrait 啦。
If you go visit like palaces or castles in England or France, there's always portraits of the kings and queens hanging on the walls. It's kind of scary.
I know.
All right, so the article then says, well, try using the moon filter.
Okay, 那如果呢你很喜欢拍这个人像的话那就要试试看 moon 的滤镜啦。
Okay, why? The article says, your pictures will look classic with this black and white filter. Oh, so what it does is it changes your picture into black and white. Okay, so usually when something is black and white, we can describe it as it looking very classic. Now, classic means something that is really good and popular and has been the same way for a very, very long time. Or what we can say, it's a very, very timeless thing. For example, if you all know Audrey Hepburn, okay?
Audrey Hepburn, 当然知道啊。
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn's style is very classic.
Okay, 所以呢，我们来看一下有关 moon, okay, 这种黑白滤镜会让你的照片看起来很 classic, OK? 刚刚我们有提到经典啦、古典啦 ,OK? 就是 classic 这样子的意思咯。OK, and we also mentioned black and white, right?
Right. Black and white just means no color, and it's different shades of gray.
We're wearing black and white today.
Yeah.
Are so classic.
So classic. We're always classic. Okay. There's even also a saying, actually. It says, it's all in black and white. So this phrase basically means like a subject or a situation. And it's very, very easy to understand what is right or wrong because it's very obvious that there's one side and there's another side. So if something happens, we can say, hey, it's all in black and white. It's very easy for us to see A and B.
Very interesting. I love this saying. Okay, 我们来看一下 black and white 当作一连在一起的形容词，但就是黑白色的什么什么。像是我就想到就是以前老电影，对不对？就是 somebody， 我们可以说I love to watch old black and white movies， 那种经典的那种黑白的那种老电影啊、
so
哦，我觉得超好看的。像是有的那个 Audrey Hepburn、奥黛丽·赫本的一些电影，如果看那个黑白色的，其实也很有 feel 哦。OK， 那我们来看一下，还有像是什么呢？就是电视，有一些古老电视，他们当然就是 a black and white television set， 因为它的颜色可能在很久很久很久以前就只有黑色跟白色。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师提到，就是我们。常常也会用 something is black and white 来表示呢，就是黑白分明的，很容易看得出来，很是非分明的这样的意思。像是，哎，我们就可以这样说啦 ，the truth is not always black and white.
Oh man, the harsh realities of the real world. All right, so let's continue reading. It says you can always try different filters before you choose one. Of course, you can, you know, use Instagram. You can. tap on each one to see which one is the best one for your photo.
真的，其实在你在选择一种滤镜之前呢，我们其实就会怎么样？一直滑来滑去，然后选择说，哎，试试看这个，哎，好像怪怪的，不好看，就是换下一个。所以你就可以一直试试看不同的滤镜嘛。
Yeah, you can always keep changing it and find one that you really like. And speaking of always, that's also a word pair word, but it's spelled A-L-W-A-Y-S, always. Always here is an adverb, and it means every time or all the time. For example, we can say, Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning.Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning.
I think we always look good.
I think so too. Right. We always look beautiful.
Always.
And we're always really smart and beautiful.
大家有没有觉得我们很烦？但是你们应该已经懂得 always 就是总是一直都这样子的意思，它是一个副词。像是呢，我一定要再找个 Tiffany 的例句。I can always tell when Tiffany's upset or happy. 我觉得因为
you really know me too well.
我真的很爱她，所以她如果开心啊，或者是不开心 upset， 我都可以看得出来。OK， 那如果我们要提到一个地方好了，就像是比方说，我也可以用到 always， 像是士林 night market、wow. is always filled with tourists，
That's 真的、right.
很多人呢，很多观光客在士林夜市。OK， 那再来呢，我还可以说什么呢？我可以说 you should always remember to wear your seat belt、mm-hmm.。很多人在上车之前可能就忘记啊，就是系安全带。我觉得这个也是非常重要的一个 safety rule。OK。好了，我们再看回刚刚的例句，提到就是 Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning. 哇，真是一个好妈妈。Mandy 早上总是为她的孩子们做早餐。
That's right. Okay, so let's continue reading the article. It says, this will help you find your favorite one. So yeah, of course,、mm-hmm. you can always try the different filters out、mm-hmm. and find one that matches the photos and the kind of feeling that you're looking for. And then you can find your favorite filter.
That's right. 其实你每一个滤镜都有点小事之后你就会怎么样？这就会帮助你找到你最爱的那一款啦。
Mm-hmm. It says, after all, the right filters can really make your photos stand out. I agree.
Okay. 终究呢还是要对的滤镜才可以真正的让你的照片更加突出啊。这里的 after all 有这种终究啦毕竟啦这样的意思。For example, you could say something like, you should apologize to her. After all, she is your best friend.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 好朋友吵架没有关系啊跟她道个歉就好了。她终究是你最好的朋友啊。
That's right. After all, it's no big deal in the end, right? All right, so let's take a look at our last word power word. The word power word is really. It's spelled R-E-A-L-L-Y. Really.Really is an adverb, and again, it's used to emphasize something or to emphasize what you're saying about a specific situation. So, let's say you want to go to Bali. I can say, I really want to go to Bali. Okay, that means I want to emphasize it. I want to really make sure that people understand I want to go to Bali. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan.I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan.
Speaking of really, I really, 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 really like you.
Me? I really like you too.
Really?
Really? Really, really, really,
really,
really like you.
Really 是什么呢？就是真正的，然后你要强调这样子语气，它是一个副词。像是 Tiffany is really a nice person. She is so nice. I really, really like her. She's really, really funny and beautiful.
Ooh, I really like you too.
I know. I always have a really good time with Tiffany. 哇，我造了好多 really 的句子，我觉得我真的好厉害哦。好了，我们来看一下刚刚的例句，提到就是那位歌手来台湾的时候 ，I really want to see that singer. 我真的很想去见到她。
All right, so.It really makes your photo stand out. And we saw stand out here. It's a phrase that means something that is、to make something very obvious、mm-hmm. and to make something very clear. Or it's to show that something or even someone is better than others. Okay, so I'm sorry. I like Destiny's Child, but Beyonce really stands out in the crowd. Or she really stands out in the group.
Stand out, 但就是非常的显眼啊，很突出这样子的意思啦。像是我很喜欢穿这种、oh,这种亮的颜色 bright
pink. She really wants to stand out.
I know, right? Okay, 好啦
But you don't need to, because you already stand out with your beautiful face.
每次跟 Tiffany 教学我都好开心然后时间过得好快所以我们赶紧呢在进 review time 之前一定要先看我们的 Magic Box!
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。聪明的大家一定知道 stand 的意思呢，就是站立。那今天要跟大家聊聊它的几个片语要如何使用哦。首先，我们来猜猜看这个 stand out， stand out 这个片语是什么意思哦？站得很外面吗？诶，没错，字面上是站得很外面的意思。那如果一个人站得很外面，那就是很容易看到，是不是我们就可以把这样的状况解释成很突出呢？诶，没错， stand out 就是突出的意思哦。例如你今天去看一场画展，诶，你的这个朋友有参展，你觉得他真的画得比别人都好，这时候你就可以跟他说 Your works really stand out， Your works really stand out，你的作品真的很杰出。你也可以跟他说，哎，身为艺术家你真的很杰出。 You really stand out as an artist， You really stand out as an artist。 只要用 as 加上你要指称的这个名词，这边就可以放比如说身份、职业等等，表示作为什么某人真的很杰出。那我们再来看看另一个动词片语，叫做 stand around， stand around， 大家猜得到是什么意思吗？站在旁边，站在一圈，诶，站在旁边看起来应该就是蛮闲的。没错， stand around 就是无所事事站在那边的意思哦。例如你很忙的时候呢，看到同组的人在旁边发愣，你就可以跟他说 quit standing around， go back to work， quit standing around， go back to work， 不要再无所事事的站着了，回去做事。哎，还有一个片语呢，大家可能也很常听到，叫做 stand by， stand by， 听起来就像是站在旁边。那站在旁边要干嘛？哎，当然是随时要帮忙啊。所以 stand by 呢，就是待命的意思。例如马拉松比赛的时候呢，常常会有这个救护车在旁边待命。An ambulance will be standing by during the marathon. An ambulance will be standing by during the marathon.哎，这些片语是不是都很有画面呢？所以其实有时候啊，可以看这些这个介系词猜到片语的意思哦。最后啊，就是我们的验收时间啦，考考你，作为一位篮球选手 ，Karen 真的很杰出。这句话的英文该怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。The answer is Karen really stands out as a basketball player。你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, I'm going to give you guys one more chance to try to beat Laura into guessing the words, okay? So let's take a look at them. This one is to emphasize that maybe something is better than the other.
Juno.
What?
Not bingo? Something is better than even.
That's right.
甚至更怎么样，对不对？
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is you do this all the time.
Do this all the time. Juno. Juno.
Gingham.
Gingham. Gingham. 好了，开玩笑，就是 always, 总是。
Laura is always smart, right?
All right.
All right, this one is, this is like a road in a city, and usually there's buildings beside it or houses. We have these in almost every single city.
Juno.
Juno.
Is on the street.
got it.
Street. 我还造句用 Juno, 还记不记得它是一个小狗狗的名字？
I know, I remember because of the dog. And this one is your favorite song. You were just singing it to
me. I really, really, really like you.
All right, just kidding. It just means that you want to do something or you want to emphasize.
真的
Yeah, you want to emphasize on something or a situation. So
I really like you.
I really like you too. And I really have fun. Well, we really have fun.
But we're really out of time, so we really.We have to go.
See ya.
Bye.
Which Instagram filters are best for you?
Juno, are you taking pictures of street life? Then Juno is the filter for you. This filter makes colors richer. It also brings out warm colors. A beautiful city will look even better with this filter. Moon, do you want to make your portrait look like a piece of art? Try using the moon filter. Your pictures will look classic with this black and white filter. You can always try different filters before you choose one. This will help you find your favorite ones. After all, the right filters can really make your photos stand out. Street, street. There are two banks and three coffee shops on this street. There are two banks and three coffee shops on this street. Even, even. The food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant. The food is cheap here, but it's even cheaper in that restaurant. Always, always. Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning. Mandy always makes breakfast for her kids in the morning. Really, really. I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan. I really want to see that singer when she comes to Taiwan.